Now, this list of 10,660 names of children is not a complete list. It was the most up-to-date list that they had. However, it took 15 hours for the full list of these children to be read out aloud. So using that as our inspiration, there was a nationwide drive to do the same thing here in Ireland, but we're doing it as individual groups in our areas, and there's different groups coming together in different parts of the country, in Dublin and Galway and in Derry and Sligo. So our own event, we're Northwest Mothers for Social Justice. We're hoping that we can try and get as many people to join us as possible tomorrow. And we are reading aloud the names that we have been given. So collectively, between about 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock tomorrow, all over the country, all these children will be honoured and remembered, and their names will be spoken aloud. So we're just hoping that we will get some people to come along and honour those children and be part of our event and just remember them as children and not numbers. So that's the event tomorrow. It's at 1 p.m. In Queen Maeve Square.
I'd imagine that it will be quite an emotional event, Caoimhe.
It will be, yeah, it will be. But, you know, I think all of us in our group, or most of us anyway, are mothers, and we have children, and it's the children who have had such a profound impact, I think, on an awful lot of us. The amount of children who have been affected since this genocide began, it's just unfathomable. We believe that the number is completely underrepresented as well, and it's likely to be so much higher. So it will be very emotional. There's going to be a visual as well. We're going to have children's shoes laid out in the square just to create that impactful visual as well. So it's going to be very emotional. It'll be a poignant event.